This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. And by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, live from the Toast Cafe, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello, we are so glad to have you with us today. Of course, live from Famous Toastery here in TKK. My guest, Becky Donovan, Executive Director for the Palmetto Women's Center. And joining us at the table, Missy Branch, RN, also known as registered nurse, right here, because as it relates to the Palmetto Women's Center, it's all about health of women wherever you are, literally, and we're going to talk about what that means. But let's begin with you, Becky. You are the executive director. The Palmetto Women's Center, not as many people are familiar with the title because you've actually rebranded. How would we be familiar with what you do? Is there a name that is a little bit more known?
Yes. In 1984, we were first incorporated as the York County Crisis Pregnancy Center. And then in 2008, we added ultrasound. And so we were advised to pick a different name and since we're going medical. And then we changed to Palmetto Pregnancy Center. Well, then in 2016, we decided to expand our services and add biblical counseling and allow women to come to us to get enrolled with Medicaid. So we just thought Palmetto Women's Center would work a lot better for that.
It really provides an umbrella to so many issues and things that women face. Now, there's also sometimes a misunderstanding or a misconception of who you serve. How would you answer that question?
Well, we serve women, but we want to serve the women and their families. So that means that their spouse, their partner, their husband, whatever, he is welcome. He is told at the appointment, at the making of the appointment, that he is welcome to come along, just like they do at a regular doctor's appointment when she's having a baby or any other place, that the man is welcome to come along.
And is it a financial requirement? I mean, if you make too much, are you going to be turned away? If you don't have any insurance, is that going to impact your being able to be served?
Not at all. And so anyone,
okay,
we serve any woman.
Fantastic. So it's all about getting out there, raising awareness for women, and if you are in a situation of pregnancy, the crisis part, you not only continue to do that, but you have expanded that to provide a safe place with information, biblical counseling, but more than that, having talked to you just before, it seems to be a place where when you really are in a situation of need, you've got information and answers to help in the decision-making process.
That's correct. Yeah, we want to help the woman, her whole person, her spirituality, her health, and her emotional side. And that means that we want to educate her, give her hope and encouragement, and just steer her in the right direction after they come to us.
Awesome. And it was also important that you reach women in rural parts of South Carolina and our county. So now you have this mobile clinic.
Yes.
What do you provide? What services do you provide?
We provide the same services.
Same services
so
on your mobile
do.
Clinic?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we take them to Chester, York, Lake Wylie, and TKK. And we offer, if we cannot offer it right there on the mobile clinic, then we make a further appointment at the brick and mortar at 828 Lucas Street.
So 2 days a week, the mobile clinic is out making its stops. But your goal is to increase that number. Mm-hmm. Was that the original plan, or is it because you see that the need is maybe greater than you anticipated?
That was our strategic plan to go up to 4 days a week.
Up to 4 days a week. Oh, that's got to be expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, where does the, how are you?
We get help from the community.
Okay.
We put our plea out there, and for instance, we started out at 1 day a week, and we were putting the plea out to go out a second day of the week, and we put an analysis together and see how much it would cost in the gas, staff work, and came up with a number and presented that, and a church body came up with that amount for us.
That is so awesome to hear. Now, sitting beside you, Missy Branch, you work as a nurse at the Palmetto Women's Center. How long have you worked there?
Over 2 years now.
Over 2 years. And as it relates to really this service that you're providing, how does it compare to other places that you've worked?
Well, I actually used to work in pediatrics, so it's quite a lot different than where I used to work, but it's amazing. I absolutely love serving this population, and I love our women, and I have found a secret passion that I didn't even know that I would find. It's great.
I think that that's really awesome, especially when you connect with a nurse that you feel comfortable talking to and they have knowledge to share with you. It can be such a win-win. Now, the Palmetto Women's Center also has a physical address.
Yes.
Is that open normal business hours, or how does that work?
Yes, we're actually open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. until 4 o'clock. So we'll see women anytime during those hours.
That is awesome. And when we look at the statistics of the number of women and men served in the past year, what are we talking about? Kind of give me an idea, Becky.
Okay. Yeah. So in 2018, we're not even finished with the year yet, we have seen 2,795 men and women.
Wow.
So that is when, I should say it that way, yeah, men and women. So that means when they come in for a pregnancy test, an ultrasound, if they need any types of resources, that is a total number.
Okay. All right. And, you know, when you see people coming in, are they surprised to find that there is the biblical counseling part of this equation, especially as we're moving into a time when just the slightest word can insult somebody? Or what are you finding?
No, we are not finding that at all. And I think they're pleasantly surprised that that is an option. It's right there on their intake form. And I think they are very pleased to see and know that they can talk to someone confidentially and anytime, Monday through, Tuesdays and Wednesdays are the days.
For biblical counseling.
Okay, so I was talking to an OB-GYN, and she was telling me, we were just having a good conversation, and she said there are so many young ladies that she talks to that really do not want to make, they really, some of the behavior that they feel is expected of them in the culture of society that we have today, she didn't really want that, and yet she didn't know how to avoid that or how to handle that. What are you finding? I mean, it just seems like sexuality is so early now, especially with women. Are they choosing, or do they find themselves just trying to be what they think is the expectation? I mean, at the end of the day, there are some risks that come along with risky behavior.
You know, I see a lot of women who are more reactive than proactive. So I generally don't find that women are thinking about the consequences until they are presented to them and they find out that they're pregnant and they're scared. And that's where we can come in and kind of give them their options and help them to network with resources in the community to make carrying their baby an option for them.
Wow. You know, men and young boys, they really need to know that they don't get a free pass either, and yet they think they might if they don't know otherwise. So I think it's really great that you serve both men and women. What are you seeing mostly in those that you serve? Is it pregnancy? Is it STDs? Annual checkup? Do you do mammograms?
Oh, you know what? That is not in our scope. We actually, okay. we start off our appointments with a pregnancy test, and we kind of go from there. So we're not offering full prenatal care. We can offer a limited obstetric ultrasound for women who qualify. Our medical director gives us very specific questions we have to ask. And so we can offer many of our women a limited ultrasound, which just tells them three things. It tells them if the baby is in the correct place, what the heart rate is, and how far along they are. And then we strongly encourage all of our women to follow up with a proper OBGYN to carry on their prenatal care, because that is so important for these women.
So truly, when you don't know who to turn to, but you know that you are pregnant, this is the place.
It's a starting place.
This is a starting place to get prepared. And one thing about it, knowledge is power. I think that femininity and power, empowering women, can sometimes be a double-edged sword and misunderstood in the choices that are being made and the culture in the way certain decisions are presented. We need to take our mid-program break, but when we come back, I want to dive into that and maybe offer some advice for those young ladies that are all about empowerment and what that could mean in terms of consequences. Hey, of course, we are live today from Famous Toastery right here in Tiga K, and Close Up is presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas, and co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Put your trust in a company that cares. Call Chris at U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We'll be right back. Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new, expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K, live from Famous Toastery right here in Tiga K, talking with Becky Donovan, who is the executive director for the Palmetto Women's Center, and Missy Branch, nurse there. Before break, we went into just how important it is to get information, especially if you suspect that you're pregnant or you know that you're pregnant. Go to the Palmetto Women's Center and get the information that you need, because you've got some big decisions to make. You are a pro-life agency. So in saying that, Becky, what options do you discuss with someone who is not unexpected expecting?
Okay, sure. Yeah, we always tell them that there's the option of parenting. And if she's not sure if she wants to parent, we offer adoption. And along with adoption is, if she cannot, if she's kind of leaning towards that way but not quite sure, there's always fostering, so foster care. But and then if they come in with the mind that they already have an appointment, or they're thinking and leaning towards having an abortion, we will give them information about abortion so that they don't go into that blindly. And of course, we really don't want them to choose abortion, but we don't hold their hands as far as trying to prevent them from doing anything. But we want them to be educated fully, because the last thing we want them to say, which we have heard many, many times, is, I wish I had heard that before I went for my past abortion, and all the things that she might and most probably will live with, you know, for the rest of her life, the repercussions of abortion.
What are those repercussions that you hear? I mean, obviously regret, but it seems so simple. And yet you find every day in speaking with women who have had the procedure, it's not so simple.
You know, the biggest one that I hear over and over again is women who didn't understand that they needed to follow up with the doctor who performed the abortion. Somehow that seems to get lost in the translation. So we've had several women who have come through to our center who thought that they had had abortions and they were actually still pregnant. And somewhere along the way, something got lost in the mix. So we make sure to educate those women that if you choose that route, that follow-up appointment is paramount. It is so important that you follow up with that doctor.
That's great advice.
And then I could add to that is that if they do have that abortion and there is that loss of pregnancy, then she's going to live with regret, like you said, and guilt. A lot of times they make that decision to have the abortion because of the person that they're with. They give them an ultimatum. And little do they know that the statistics show that those types of relationships usually last at a max of 6 months. She might have suicidal thoughts. She'll live through depression. She'll most likely start drinking or doing drugs to cover that depression and those suicidal thoughts. And it just affects relationships. We've even known many women who have had a woman, like a mother or a friend, who advised them to have that abortion. And then those relationships are disintegrated. And hopefully, in you know, some cases, they are restored later on in life. But there's many years. Sometimes women suffer through these repercussions for 20 and 30, 40 years before they have the chance or the be brave enough to come forward and say, okay, I need to cope with this.
And yet the narrative that we hear and we see seems to say it's empowering to be able to make a decision about our own body and what is best for our body. Even social meetup apps like Tinder and Grindr seem to promote a very casual way of just satisfying the physical hookup.
Yeah.
And yet you see, as it relates to men and women, as much as you want to believe it's equal, it's not. We're different.
That's right.
What are some of the consequences that women are finding in their empowerment of, I don't know, their own revolution of sexuality? I don't even know how to say it, but there are real consequences to choices that are made.
You know, I think the thing women don't think about is that they're empowering themselves to make their decisions, but when something happens and an unplanned pregnancy presents, these men don't always stick around. So some of these women find themselves scared to tell their families, scared to tell their parents, scared about what's going to happen with their college or their education. They feel alone. Some of the men will deny that the child is theirs. Some of the women won't know who the father is. So I don't think that any of us think through that many steps ahead of the game. So this is where we come into play.
And again, that kind of guilt can lead to other things, trying to mask the pain. And you do provide counseling to, again, help. What do you find there's the way you feel when you're in your early 20s, and then there's the way you feel when you're in your early 30s. And a lot of times those are very different attitudes once you've lived a little bit. What lessons or what would you want to say to, you know, a young adult right now that feels like it's her decision to be free with her body and explore and she's got the power?
Well, there's been many times when we had women that come back, and we just met one at the end of October who said that she's had all four of her children there. And they'll admit a lot of times that when they had their first child or so, that, boy, was I ever silly back then, you know, or I just made a lot of wrong choices. And women who have given their testimonies of their abortions or just their sexual lifestyles, they're ready to reveal it when they're having children coming up that age themselves in their family. And I think they're just, it's that wisdom that they gain as they get older and mature, that they're ready to admit that, hey, I was wrong what I all did then, and but I'm doing things right now. But yet in the meantime, they had to live with all those consequences.
Do you think they realize as you get older that no, everybody was not doing that?
That's right, yeah.
And yet, you know, we think everybody's doing it. It seems to be like the common thought.
But I think the culture does that, and you know, they're marketing to our young people that, you know, it's whether it's in YouTube, TV, movies, magazines for sure. When you're at the grocery aisle, I mean, you just look at the covers. They're very, you know, just making them think that it's the norm, and it isn't. But what we like to promote is that, yes, you see it all around the world, but that's not God's design, and God wants to protect you. He wants you to stay under the umbrella of your parents and His design, and to protect you until you're wise enough to make those decisions for your future, that you don't have to live through all those times of grief and consequences of choices that you made that you wish you had not, but you don't realize until later on in life.
Right. Where does South Carolina rank in terms of STDs?
You know, according to the CDC, South Carolina is the 7th in the nation for the most sexually diseased.
Wow. Now, when it comes to gonorrhea, that's a word that you did. I mean, suddenly it's coming out more. And was it because HIV was the main focus, and now that treatment is getting better for that, people are getting a little bit more casual about other things? Or is it just, I mean...
You know, I think you said it. I think social media apps like Tinder and Grindr really make it easy. I think sex is easier than it's ever been. And our world is telling us that it's okay because there are no consequences anymore.
And, you know, we realize that there's always consequences.
Right.
There are always consequences. It's good to know who to talk to that can provide you information and also thoughts to consider. And yet, because if a person decides to have an abortion, you know that they had every piece of information. I guess it would be a really, you know,
right,
knowing that regret or talking to women who have that regret.
And we're going to love them through whatever decision they make. This is the point that I try to drive home with every one of my women is I don't care which decision you make. My hope is that you will choose life for your child, but don't quit answering our calls. Come back to us. Talk to me. Let me help you if you do struggle with any grief afterward. And maybe you won't, but if you do, call me. Remember, I'm here.
Wow. That's awesome. We're going to take a break and just remind our listeners that you tuned in to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center, Houston Commercial. And we are live today from Famous Toastery right here in TKK. We'll continue our conversation with Becky Donovan, Executive Director for the Palmetto Women's Center, and also Missy Branch, who serves as a nurse there. So stay tuned. More to come.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is the perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back, continuing our conversation about the Palmetto Women's Center. It's really important if you are in a place where you feel a need to talk to a knowledgeable medical person, a counselor. It was once known as the Crisis.
York County Crisis Pregnancy Center.
And now has expanded to be the Palmetto Women's Center. But in terms of the age that you typically see, what are we looking at?
Okay, the age that we typically see is the most prominent is 19 to 26 years old. but just so the public knows that we, any woman, any age, any...
No matter where you are in life.
No matter where you are in life, no matter what status, you are welcome to come to Palmetto Women's Center.
You know, when we talk about STDs, there can be some long-term consequences in terms of your own fertility.
Yes. You know, and some of these diseases, there are no symptoms immediately present. So this testing is paramount. It's very important that these women are getting tested because sometimes you don't know. They can be latent.
If someone is sexually active, how often would you recommend that they come in and have a screening?
You know, I'm not entirely sure what the CDC is recommending right now. I'm happy to get back with you, and you can post it on your blog for your
okay.
listeners.
Sure.
I want to make sure I give you accurate information on that.
But we do know that that's just a urine test for some, and then others require. So what advice do you have for that age group who may feel that this is their life, this is their choice? What would you say to them in terms of just what you see every day?
Yeah, we just recommend that, you know, that they have fun, that they gather together with mixed company in large groups. We would even advise, you know what, there's a lot of them out there these days is saying, you know what, just skip the dating until you're ready to actually be seeking that partner for life. And just have fun in groups and just know that there's a lot of danger lurking out there. And one of those places might be when you go out where you dance or go to some kind of event where there's alcohol and drinks. And it doesn't even have to be alcohol, where someone can put something into their drink. And then their life can be changed in a few hours. And they don't even realize it.
So give yourself time. Becky
yes.
Donovan, thank you so much for being my guest today. And Missy Branch, thank you for all the helpful information. If you have any questions or doubts, you can always follow up with the Palmetto Women's Center. I know you guys have a website by the same name. And you're also active on social media in terms of sharing very important information.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll have to come back and see me. We'll continue this conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Houston commercial real estate for the Carolinas. And thanks to our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina and Famous Toastery right here in TKK. When the facts matter, close up counts. I'm Patty Mercer. Bye-bye.